Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The dictionary just got a huge update. You know, they do this every year, it feels like, or every quarter. They announce that they have new words. And I'm always interested in how they figure this out. Like, why they decide to choose these words. Do they have a committee? What's the process? Can I join this committee?
Oh, God, no. Have you heard you speak lately?
Yes, that should be. Is that a word in the dictionary? Anyway, This year they're making some changes, including capitalizing Black and updating LGBTQIA language.
Yeah, they actually added a lot of amazing inclusive language and words, and I'm interested in knowing that about the decision. So yeah, let's get right into it.
Yeah, here to help us break that down, how they decide to do this every year, is Senior Research Editor for Dictionary.com, John Kelly. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Shira, you mentioned that you wished you could be a part of the committee that deals with these updates. In so many ways, you are, because how you use language, how the LGBTQIA community uses language.
She's not even a part of that community. Let's be quite honest.
They just hired me.
She's only here because we like her.
Proxy. You're LGBTQIA adjacent. Well, how we all use language does determine the kinds of updates that we make. So you're a part of that.
No, I appreciate that. So are you looking at social media? Are you looking at, the news articles? Like, how do you actually determine what gets added to the dictionary?
We look at everything. We definitely look at social media. We look at news articles. We look at style recommendations from influential organizations like GLAAD. We also look at updates in important associations like the APA, the American Psychological Association. And in this round of updates, we touched over 80 entries affecting LGBTQIA words. Now, many of these words were new entries, per se, a new word added to the dictionary. And that includes ace, as short for asexual. It includes trans plus. It includes Filipinx, Afro-Latinx as gender neutral options. But some of the most important work we did this round is a little bit subtler, but it's very important. It's about eliminating heterosexual bias in our dictionary definitions. Mm. So let me walk you through this here.
Yeah.
Historically, let's take a word like homosexual and homosexuality. Decades ago, homosexual and homosexuality were used in clinical ways. And dictionaries want to be scientific and unbiased. But over time, we have realized, forgive me, there's a thunderstorm, must be some wisdom from God there. But over the clinical uses of homosexual and homosexuality became very problematic because they were used in ways that are now associated with pathology, disease, mental illness, criminality. And so a word like homosexual and homosexuality now implies in definitions that being gay is not a normal way of being, that it's sick, diseased, or wrong. And so we look at recommendations from the gay community, the LGBT, the broader LGBTQIA community, and style guidelines. And gay is the preferred term. And our dictionary definitions, how we refer to that, now reflect what's better.
This is really fascinating. Again, we're talking to senior research editor for dictionary.com, John Kelly, who just switched over to his phone because there is a storm where he's at, but he's continuing to chat with us.
Now, how are dictionaries making sure that these definitions reflect the societal changes and context of those words? Because I know there's been a lot of discourse, even about the word racism and how it should be defined.
Now, that's a great question. And in fact, racism is another word that our lexicographers are reviewing to ensure that our definition reflects how racism went from basically slurs to systemic oppression. In short, time and care and a lot of research. They look at audio, they look at style guides that I referenced before, and they make sure that the dictionary definitions are reflecting the terms as they're being used in the community. One of our lexicographers will call college campuses, for instance, in her work on Latinx. She called the campuses to see how are people pronouncing it, who's using it. And she found interesting things like the pronunciation Latinx as opposed to just Latinx and Latinx. So everything is fair game, because everything we do around these topics has a linguistic, has a lexical aspect. Mm-hmm. So we have lots of data now more than ever.
Yeah, it's so important because it's what we all use to really determine how we want to converse with each other. And I think it's also an entryway for a lot of other people who aren't in these communities to understand why it's important to use this language. John, as we wrap things up, any other words you want to mention, give honorable mentions to that got added this year?
I definitely want to call out capital P pride as an LGBTQ pride.
Yes.
We gave it its own separate entry with a capital P, which breaks from dictionary tradition, but it deserved its own separate entry as a part from lowercase p pride. So that's something to definitely be proud of.
Oh, love it. Well, thank you so much again for being here with us, and be careful out there.
Yeah,
we know it's thunderstorms out there.
We made it work.
Yes, we did. That was Senior Research Editor for Dictionary.com, John Kelly, actually in Austin, Texas, and where there are storms right now. Now coming up, LA just put the nail in the coffin for trick-or-treaters. We'll tell you what Halloween could look like this year in 2 minutes.